Trey, even in a loss, do you guys feel like you made some strides from since game one?
Yeah, definitely. Defensively, for sure, we picked it up a little bit, but still wasn't enough to get it done.
How valuable is it to have a close game like that in summer league, especially for the rookies?
It's real valuable, you know, being able to get that late game situation stuff down and learn how to, you know, play with the clock, counting down and learning different plays that we got to do.
How are you embracing the leadership role?
I'm embracing a lot. You know, I take the loss personally because I'm the leader of the team, and, you know, they all look for me for guidance and for knowledge. So I'm definitely trying to embrace the role and trying to do the best I can.
You made progress game 1-2. What do you think you need to do game 3 to maybe pull out a win?
We just need to continue to lock down defensively, just like the actual team defense is our number one key, and that's what we focus on the most. So we just got to be better defensively.
What about your own progress from last year? Talk about that.
I'm just more comfortable. You know, going through a whole year, it just makes it a lot more easier and more comfortable for me to be out there.
A little ice wrap on your hand there, Trey. Anything particular there? Just
from shooting too much.
Anything specific you're working on for the summer league? Anything that you want to really get in during games?
I think playmaking ability from the top or from the wings, just being able to drive and finish. Still trying to work on that a lot. And then leadership, like I talked about earlier, trying to be a leader for the team and for the guys.
Can you finish talking, Doug?
That's my fault. you know, you've been getting rebounds and, you know, pushing up the floor. Has that been, you know, a focus for you guys? Is that intentional or is that just something?
Yeah, it's intentional. Something coach wanted me to work on during the summer, something I wanted to work on too, and just, you know, being able to go out there and do it is something I want to do.
Butterfield and Christmas had pretty good outings today. What'd you see from them?
They're just being aggressive with their shots, taking open opportunities and knocking them down.
What are your impressions of Joel Ballenbore?
He's a hard player. He plays hard. He goes out there and tries to get every loose ball. And, you know, he's going to be a good player.
Think back to where you were this time last year. Everything was new. What do you like best about the strides you've taken?
Just being more comfortable, more patient, and just knowing what I'm going out there and doing and not being nervous anymore.
Is your shot selection here in summer league different than it would be in the NBA regular season?
I try not to take bad shots anyway, so I think – you know, it's pretty similar to the regular season.
On the defensive end, what do you want to accomplish next season?
Just become better defensively. You know, be a guy that, you know, coach can look at the end of the games and put in for defense.
What steps do you think you need to take in order to get there?
Just continue to work on it.
Do you pay much attention to what the Jazz do from a roster standpoint? Yeah. Brings in Boris today. Did you?
I saw that earlier before the game. You know, that's exciting for me. He's a guy that I can learn from, who's been through, you know, the league for a few years, and he plays a similar spot as me. So I'll be able to, you know, latch on to him and get some words of advice.
Do you mind competing for minutes, or do you think that'll be a problem at all?
You know, that's on coach. I'm just going to go out there and continue to do what I do.